Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Coming back home, of course, the story that's making news, it's the story that kept all of our news channels occupied yesterday. Twitter was awash with stories about it, as well as conspiracy theories, which I think are ridiculous. We shouldn't be going through conspiracy theories at the time. That, of course, is the fire at our parliamentary precinct. Joining us now is Brigadier Nomatazo Mbambo, who is the spokesperson for the Hawks, to update us on the parliamentary fires. Brigadier, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Brigadier, please bring us up to speed. We're hearing about arrests. This means this is a very fast-moving investigation. Can you tell us, have forensic teams been on the ground? Are there arson investigators there already? And what is the story behind the arrest of this 51-year-old individual?
At this stage, the forensic team hasn't been allowed into the building because it hasn't been declared safe. Up until last night when we arrived at Parliament, the firefighters were still busy trying to contain and ensure that the fire is completely out. So as soon as they gain entrance, they will resume with their investigation. But what we can confirm right now is a 49-year-old man who was taken in for questioning earlier yesterday has subsequently been arrested, and he will appear in court tomorrow, in Cape Town Court, Magistrate Court tomorrow. He is to be charged with housebreaking and theft, as well as arson. And because now he gained entry into the Parliament, which is a national key point, and lawfully, will also be charged under the National Key Point Act. The man was found by the Protection and Security Services. As and when the fire started, they noticed him in the building, and that is when he was arrested. He was also found in possession of some items that are believed to have been stolen in Parliament.
So, Brigadier, we're hearing that he was arrested by protection services personnel from Parliament, but there's also conflicting reports in the media that there weren't, in fact, protection staff on duty. It was only the South African police services on the boundary that were on duty. Can you confirm with us that there were, in fact, parliamentary protection officers on duty at this time?
The protection and security services is actually from the South African police services. So they were the ones who were on duty, and they were the ones who effected an arrest.
So it was your members that affected the members, the arrest of this particular member of the public. We thank you for that. So just to clarify for our listeners, the protection of the parliamentary precinct on the boundary is the responsibility of the police protection services. But Parliament itself is responsible for the security from an inner perspective. Is that correct?
I cannot confirm on the issues of the protection of Parliament in extent. I think the parliamentary members will be at liberty to confirm that.
Well, this seems to be very fast moving, and it's comforting to know that an arrest has taken place. It's not comforting to know that somebody was able to get into a national key point, and we hope that we can get to the bottom of this, and perhaps something more will come out in court tomorrow when the prosecutor outlines the initial part of the case to the magistrate. Brigadier, how soon do you believe it will be before the forensic teams and the arson investigators can get inside the parliamentary precinct where the fire took place?
We will be guided by the fire brigade who are still at the scene. We will go and check this morning if they are finished. As soon as they declare the building safe, it is only then that a forensic will be able to enter and resume with the investigation.
Now, I believe that the Hawks have been given the lead in this investigation, but from an arson perspective, are the Hawks capacitated to investigate arson, or will they be relying on a joint investigation with the fire marshals and the safety officials?
Indeed, it will be an investigation that is conducted multidisciplinary, because now there's a lot of issues that is involved. It's going to be the Hawks, which is the team that is investigating crimes against the state, and there will also be forensic, and there will also be other stakeholders that will be involved to ensure that this investigation is successful.
And at this point in time, and with all the conspiracy theories doing the rounds, can we take it for granted that this may not be a attack on our democracy, but it's rather an incident involving somebody that broke in, and it may not have been nefarious in nature, it may have just been a disgruntled individual or somebody even perhaps with mental illness?
We don't want to speculate anything at this stage. We are guided by the evidence at hand, and what we have currently is, as we indicated, that we've got a man that has been arrested, and he's an ordinary citizen that doesn't have any links to Parliament. So investigation, as and when it continues, it will confirm as to what his actions are. But at this stage, we don't have much information as the investigation is still at its infancy.
Brigadier, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to speak to our listeners.
Thank you very much.